Hi, this is Scott Stanley, declaring the deep things of God, studying the book of Revelation in this podcast. We have come to Revelation chapter 8, and we're looking at the fourth trumpet. I pointed out in the last podcast how the first four trumpets are positive, and that's why the message is having an effect, or the effect it's having on the hearers, because they're listening, and you're able to make changes in their lives. And when you look at this fourth trumpet, it's the same thing. This is very positive that their sun, moon, and stars are smitten, because they're listening to the truth. I believe the message being given is what is described in Revelation 14:6, the first, second, and third angels giving a message to fear God and give glory to Him through the Son. And this message is the gospel going to all nations. The effect it's having on this fourth trumpet is very similar to what you see happening in the sixth seal. In the sixth seal, this group of people realize that the way they have looked at Christ is black as sackcloth of hair. The way they have been reading the Bible is as red as blood, and all the things they believe to be true just fall to the earth. It's basically the same thing in the sixth seal as in the fourth trumpet. Why? How could this be? I want to tell you the difference between the seals and the trumpets. When we read the seals, remember, the Lord is showing us how His church comes out of apostasy, because we've all been born in this apostasy. We're coming out of apostasy. So you see us on the white horse. It turns red, it turns black, it turns pale. We ask for help, and He shows us we haven't been discerning Christ accurately or the Bible accurately. That has to be revealed to us. The next thing you see happen to the seal people is chapter 7, Revelation 7, where there is a messenger ascending from the east, and he is able to seal the truths that are of God and determine what's of God and what isn't. And he ends up with the 144,000 truths, or the truths that bring healing. The seals show you the people working through that process of being rid of doctrinal iniquity. So what if I just call them Group A? Group A then gives the message of the gospel to the world. That is what you're seeing in the trumpets. The people who hear that message in the trumpets have not gone through the process that Group A went through. The people hearing the trumpets and receiving it are being told by Group A. Group A has worked through it, and they are able to cut through all the questions and get right to, here's what the truth of the gospel is, and give it to what I'm going to call Group B. So what you're seeing in the trumpets, in the first four trumpets, is Group B being told by Group A. Again, Group A worked through this process, and you see it in the seals. And God is confirming each step of the way. But once they have it, they can then give this message of the gospel to the world, and the people in the world who hear it given by Group A become Group B. They have now entered into the truth of the gospel. Now, just like you see Group A in the seals, they work through the process of understanding the scriptures, and you see in Revelation chapter 7, an angel ascending from the east, and here they are, working through determining the truths that heal. Well, Group B has a similar experience. It's found in Revelation chapter 10. In Revelation chapter 10, you see Christ clothed with a cloud. That cloud is Group A. That cloud represents the people, a cloud of witnesses who have received the truth, and Christ is in their heart. Christ is clothed with a cloud, and he comes down with his feet on fire to cleanse. Fire will cleanse. He puts one foot on the earth and one in the sea. For Christ to cleanse the earth and the sea, he is cleansing and helping Group B, the people who have come into the truth through the message proclaimed by the seal people, Group A. So they have to go through their process of having all their questions answered. That's Revelation 10. Just like Group A had their questions answered in Revelation 7, Revelation 10 represents the people who have received the truth when the gospel went to all the world. And here they are having their final cleansing. From who? Christ comes down, he's clothed with a cloud, and he comes down, feet on fire, to cleanse the earth and sea. This is very similar. In fact, I think it's the same thing as what you read in Daniel chapter 7, and I believe it's verse 13. In Daniel 7:13, I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds to the Father, and he receives the kingdom. Now just back up and look at this. What if I said, one like the Son of Man would be the people in Group B who have heard the gospel? And just like in Revelation 10, that person comes with the clouds of heaven. Those clouds of heaven are the people in Group A. And the people in Group A are able to bring a person to the Father so they can receive the kingdom, which happens when you understand the cross. Here again, fear God, give glory to him. Your every knee should bow to Christ, to the glory of the Father. When you're teaching about Jesus, you're teaching the cross, giving God the glory. When you're teaching the gospel, you're bringing people to the Ancient of Days so they can receive the kingdom of understanding the cross, understanding the atonement, and able to live in harmony with Christ, walking with him repeatedly, not falling, walking with him. Revelation 20. What happens when the gospel is given? This brings you to Matthew 24:14. This gospel will go to all the world for a witness. Who's going to give it? The seal people. The seals, the people who receive the message through the process of the seals, Group A, will be sent to all the world. The gospel will go to all the world to be a witness to all nations. So Group A gives that message of the gospel. That is the same thing as the trumpets. The trumpets will be given. During the process of giving the gospel, there will be a great tribulation such as has never been. When the tribulation is over, the sun and the moon and the stars will have no light. Again, see, it looks like the sixth seal, it looks like the fourth trumpet. But looking at Matthew 24, let's just read the verse together. Verse 29, Matthew 24:29. Immediately after the tribulation of those days of the giving of the gospel, the sun will be dark, the moon won't give its light, and the stars will fall. The powers of the heavens will be shaken. What does that mean? Well, if I go to Revelation 10, and I see, I'm able to distinguish between Group A and B. Group A, Christ is clothed with the cloud, and he comes down to cleanse the earth and the sea of the people who have come into the message through the trumpets, Group B. When that happens, John is told to go give the message again. When he does, it goes right into chapter 11, Revelation 11. And let me just read this. There was given me a reed like a rod. The messenger stood, saying, "Rise and measure the temple of God, the altar, and them that worship in it. The court which is outside the temple, leave out, don't measure it. It's given to the Gentiles. In the holy city shall they tread underfoot 42 months. 42 months means until it's perfected wickedness, which we may not have gotten into that number yet, but we will. Don't give the message to the Gentiles because they're treading underfoot the holy city. Well, that only leaves the Jew. And for him to say they're trampling underfoot the holy city is equivalent to Matthew 24:29. Immediately after the tribulation, the sun and the moon and the stars have no light. That's the Gentiles who have rejected the truth. Those who received it during the sounding of the trumpets have stepped into God's church, being led to the Father by the people who gave that message, teaching them to overcome iniquity and be in the kingdom of God. And the Lord said, let's go to the Jew. Now, that is entirely scriptural, because Paul in Romans 11 speaks of this very thing. And this is what we need to see. In Romans 11, I'm going to start reading at verse 25. "For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceit. Blindness in part has happened to literal Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in." And I've always taken this fullness and equated it to the fullness mentioned in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13. "Till we all come in the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness." That fullness is the same word used in Romans 11, written by the same guy, the Apostle Paul. But now I see, when I read this fullness, there will be a time in this world's history where not another Gentile will come into the truth. There will be a fullness in number of the Gentile. You've got those in the seals who have worked through the truth, who give the message, call the trumpets, and the people who receive that message in the trumpets being cleansed and brought to the Father to receive the kingdom in Revelation chapter 10. Then those two groups are now one, A and B, and they are sent to the Jew, fulfilling what Paul is saying in Romans 11. Verse 25 again, let me just read it. I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceit. Blindness, in part, has happened to literal Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in, groups A and B, the seals and the giving of the message, the gospel going to all the world. Verse 26, and so all spiritual Israel shall be saved, as it's written. There shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and will turn away ungodliness from Jacob. He is quoting Isaiah 59, 20 and 21. Zion today is the Gentile church. The Gentiles are who are in it, who have received the Holy Spirit of God. There will be more Gentiles come into this truth during the sounding of the trumpets, and then they will be sent to the Jew, who will be the last to come in. The last people to come into this truth. And the Jew and Gentile will be one church. That is why, as we're going through Revelation, we see a lot of similar things happening, because it's happening to different groups of people. The same thing is happening to different groups of people. And all of us, having been born in this apostasy and been in it all of our lives, we have been in the apostasy all of our lives. Somebody had to come out of it and study their way through it to become group A and be able to give the gospel to the world. Those in the world who hear the truth and come out and step into the light with God's church did not work their way through it. They were preached that truth. They were given that message. If we were to go back and take a look at how the people in the seals come through it, they are given the Godhead message. They are given the message of symbols and similitudes, how God teaches us using similitudes. They're given and they receive the message of the sin problem of iniquity. And they're able to take those things, enter into the process seen in Revelation chapter 7 of determining what the truth actually is and ending up with the truths that heal, or the 144,000. Those are the truths found in the gospel of Revelation 14, starting at verse 6 of the three angels. As God says, the message will go to all the world. Somebody has to give it, group A. Those who receive it become group B. The Gentiles who reject it enter into utter darkness. And God will then send his church to the Jew, fulfilling Isaiah 59, 20 and 21. That is a big picture. So again, that is why that fourth trumpet looks so much like the sixth seal. And we see how God is using the sun, the moon, and the stars throughout the scripture to help us understand the changes that need to be made in our thinking. Again, the seals, the people work through it. the trumpets, the people in the trumpets are being preached to by those who worked through the truth and got it. Those two groups will come together in Revelation 10 for a final cleansing for group B. They will be taken to the Father in the cloud to receive the kingdom. I like the idea that I'm in a place where I can teach you what happened on the cross and lead you to the Father by means of Jesus Christ and show you the love of God. And then allow Him, once we see Jesus takes us to the Father, allow the Father to open our eyes to what happened on the cross. And to be able to take you to the Father, teach you the cross, and allow you to see the kingdom of God and enter into His kingdom, knowing that the day is coming, there will be no more Gentiles coming into the church. It will be over. Before that happens, there will be a great tribulation. I think the tribulation is to shake the church awake. That tribulation is going to happen to cause people to consider maybe what they have isn't right, maybe what they're believing isn't true, and maybe they will open their ears to hear the proclamation of the gospel which goes to all the world. Maybe they will enter into the church, be brought to the Father, receive the kingdom, and be used to help Jacob. Now, I've tried to simplify this as much as I possibly could, and I think I have. I pray that I have. Most gracious Heavenly Father, may You be forever glorified in what we do. May You be forever glorified. You cannot be if we're not believing the truth. May we hear the truth, believe the truth, receive the truth, and glorify You in every way. In Jesus' name, amen.